what you've done to my heart. And so
welcome back to Super Future Friends, where we summarize issues of Legion for you so that you don't have to read these. Except this one's really awesome. You should read this. This is the best issue ever. Not ever, but so far. I think...
It's very cute.
This is really cute. This is really cute. This is Adventure Comics number 303 from December 1962, written by Jerry Siegel and art by John Forte. We don't really have a cover this time. The cover is wholly unrelated. The cover is like Superboy being attacked by some birds.
Which is amazing in and of itself.
Yes.
But has nothing to do with it.
This is the most Legion-y issue so far, I think, because it's like has all the members in it and they're all kind of doing stuff and they do a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. And a lot of things happen, and there's, like, an overarching story, and
It's not too convoluted.
Right, it's not... It's sort of, makes sense, sort of.
In the only way that they can.
Right.
Still isn't quite sense, but is less nonsensical than most of these.
It's as much sense as we're gonna get out of these.
Yes.
This is pretty good. It's pretty good. Okay. So, the first, splash panel we have is, it says, Tales of the Legion of Superheroes. And Cosmic Boy... There's a meeting, and Cosmic Boy is speaking, and all the Legionnaires are there. Well, not all of them. As many as they could fit in this panel. Chameleon Boy, Bouncing Boy, Cosmic Boy, Saturn Girl, Sun Boy, and Lightning Lad are visible. But there will be more Legionnaires than even that! There's a lot of Legionnaires. Yeah, I like this. He says, Saturn Girl, I have information that one of us... Legionnaires is a traitor. I order you to read our minds with your super thought power and name the guilty spy. And she's just kind of vapid looking. And Sun Boy is like, wait, you've forgotten something, Cosmic Boy. What if Saturn Girl is the Legion's betrayer? And Lightning Lad looks so sad.
He does that somewhere else in this issue,
yes,
too. He's very upset easily in this
issue. This whole issue, he's kind of like, just bummed.
He's having an emotional day.
He just can't believe.
He's like, choke. We now distrust one another.
Yeah.
He looks so sad about it.
Yeah.
Everyone else is just like, murder, and he's like gonna burst into tears.
Yeah, Cam's even kind of smiling.
Yeah, Cam's like, hmm.
Bouncing Boy looks like,
also,
whatever.
I want to point out that this doesn't happen.
Yes. Well,
this weird little splash thing,
yes,
doesn't happen.
What does happen?
He doesn't later ask her to use her mind powers to figure out who's guilty. That totally doesn't happen.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I was expecting that to happen. And it totally doesn't.
Maybe this is something that happened, like, off-panel. They're like, oh, well, then she should just... Because that's the obvious thing you go to. Oh, well, she should check to see who's...
That's what they should have done first, but they didn't.
Yes.
They don't.
Yes.
We see their amazing ways of finding the betrayer.
Okay. But
that is not one of them.
Yes. So this is, like, to give you a taste of what will happen. And they can't trust each other. It's horrible. It's really sad. And this is called The Fantastic Spy.
They actually don't really mistrust each other that much.
Yeah, it's true.
It's very ineffective, make them
like a
betray
bit.
One another and
yeah.
distrust one another plan.
Yes. So, as our story begins, Legionnaires Cosmic Boy and Brainiac 5, yay, enter a hospital of the far distant future. And so they're talking to a very adorable nurse.
She does not look like she is from the far distant future.
Well, you see that mark? That little arrow symbol?
She's got a little...
That's the future to them.
She's got a different sort of cut to her belty area of her little... old-timey nurse outfit.
Yeah, her old-timey nurse hat has, like, more... is more pointy than usual. She's still using paper. It's cute. And, this is apparently taking place in a mosque or something? What is with that door?
That's what future hospitals look like.
Also, their furniture is very small in this hospital.
How do you know that Cosmic Boy and Brainiac 5 aren't giant?
Okay, they might be. They took their comrades to a very small person hospital. Okay, so they're in a hospital, Cosmic Boy and Brainiac 5, and they are here to see Lightning Lad and Sun Boy, who got hurt when they crash-landed their rocket. Their rocket fucked up.
Which sounds exciting.
Yeah.
But we don't get to see that.
Exactly, that's what I was thinking. I was like, what? They crash-landed their... How did that happen? Did one of them not know how to pilot properly?
I don't know. We'll never see that exciting adventure.
Yeah, what the hell? And the nurse is like, yes, follow me. Dr. Landro, the famous Martian specialist in fourth dimensional surgery, will operate on your friends soon, but you can see them now. And Rayek Fai's like, thanks, nurse, because he's adorable. And they brought their little friends tiny presents. That lamp back there looks like a bong.
Oh, it does. It does look like a bong.
And it's purple in my... Okay, it is purple.
Yeah, it's purple.
They brought them little presents. Cosmic Boy brought Lightning Lad some goggles.
Some movie goggles.
So these movie goggles, like, let you see...
Movies
inside them.
But he loaded them with movies of Lightning Lad.
Yes, it's kind of weird.
He's like, I need to enjoy these scenes of yourself using your super lightning power.
Again, where did they get those?
I don't know, but...
Where did he get those movies?
I like that Lightning Lad really likes himself.
And he's like, awesome, I love me.
He totally loves these goggles of himself using his lightning powers.
So Brainiac 5 hands Sunboy, like, a...
A beautiful diamond ring.
A beautiful diamond ring. Which is awesome already. Don't worry, it gets more gay. There's a... What's the thing called? It's like a jeweler's eyepiece type looking thing. It's a tiny magnifying thing that you put against your eye.
Everyone's seen one.
You know what it is. And so he's like, okay, look at the ring through the eyepiece thing. And so he looks, and there's tiny, tiny animals. There's a unicorn and like three dinosaurs and...
looks like an alpaca... Goat.
But it's got like a giant... Is that a giant horn or is it just a...
It might be an ear. I can't tell.
Is it a cow?
It's something. It ain't normal.
Dog sheep? Dog deer?
I don't think those are earth animals.
Okay. So we're not really sure what these animals are. One is definitely a unicorn. Three of them kind of look like dinosaurs, but one is like a super retarded looking dinosaur.
Yeah. He's like little... from that other issue.
Yeah. He must be related.
Boogly eyed dinosaurs.
Dumb looking dinosaur. And apparently there's tiny microscopic creatures. They're descendants of creatures which were reduced to this microscopic size by the shrinking ray of my villainous great-great-grandfather. And these little, like, dinosaurs are in this ring, and it's like, well, help them!
I know, I was like, that sounds sad. Don't make them live in a ring.
He says that they're just, yeah, that doesn't look like they have enough room in there.
Maybe they're dead. Maybe he means that they're trapped in the diamond itself, and they're not alive.
One has its mouth open.
He didn't mean that. Maybe he got frozen with his mouth open.
I just, like, looked at her with my mouth open really big. That's why she's laughing.
Nobody could see it.
Then... Quirrell has, like, the dumbest, saddest look on his face. It looks like he suddenly fell asleep.
It looks like he went and used that bong. He's like...
Yeah.
His eyes are, like, half lowered, and he looks sad, but possibly drunk at the same time.
Yeah, he looks all messed up. He's like, the original Brainiac, an evil scientist. He was one of Superman's worst enemies. I'm sorry I'm the descendant of such a wicked man.
Can I pause for a second? He brought up Brainiac 1 just now. He was like, here's a ring full of little animals from my evil ancestor. I'm sorry that I'm descended from such an evil man. I think he just wants some attention. He brings it up a lot, is all I'm saying.
Ooh, he has issues. And then Sunboy... I don't know what is so homoerotic about his pose there.
It's because he doesn't have a shirt on.
Yeah, is that it?
It's because he's in a bed without a shirt with a sheet on.
He's smiling. It's like, don't be ashamed, Brainiac 5. We know you're as good as he was bad. And then, okay. Then it cuts to the nurse being really happy that the doctor showed up. She's like, this is Dr. Landro. And he's like, I'm proud to meet you, lad. I said it like...
I'm proud to meet you, lad.
It sounds like he is proud to meet you, lad.
He's proud to meet you, lad.
Proud to meet you, boy.
He's got a very long name.
Yeah, like, what? I'm one of the Legion's greatest admirers. In fact, I've insisted on operating personally on your friends. And I refuse to accept any payment. And he's got these, like, forceps, these little... But they look like, pliers.
Yes, they do look like little pliers.
Just like pliers.
So, I have to say, what they're about to do here is, like, the most futuristic thing that they've ever drawn in these comics so far. This actually, like, I could buy this.
I can't.
If he wasn't showing a weird pliers, maybe.
I can't.
I could. Fourth dimensional surgery.
Okay, wait. I will tell you, well, I'll explain what happens, and then I will tell you what my problem with this is.
Okay.
It says, as you can see, I operate with instruments which go through skin and flesh via the fourth dimension.
That's cool.
That is cool. Note how the curvature capsule also becomes fourth dimensional upon contact with the forceps. So this little, like, pill that they have, he can make it, like, go intangible through the fourth dimension. Okay. So he says, you are beholding a painless and bloodless operation. After placing this... He's just watching their operation. Are they knocked out?
I think so. They're not moving anymore.
They're like, they're dead.
But they're both smiling.
Yeah. So, after placing this capsule in Sunboy's injured ankle, I'll insert a similar capsule in Lightning Lad's damaged knee. They'll be cured in a few days. So he put this capsule inside of Sunboy's ankle, and Lightning Lad had a fucked up knee. Okay. Now my problem with this is that apparently this pill is what's going to do the trick. So he uses fourth dimensional surgery to get the pill inside of them.
But it's a pill.
But it's a pill.
But I think it's not supposed to be abnormal. It's not supposed to be a pill like I took an Advil or I took some NyQuil. Because it's repairing like a fucked up... I don't have a pill that I can swallow that will repair my fucked up ankle.
This is a future pill, then.
It's a future pill that needs to be in the place.
It needs to be inserted into the... Into the. It just looks like, dude, just swallow it. What is this fourth dimension bullshit? Okay, so that was my problem with that. So then it cuts away violently.
Yeah.
A week later. A week.
Oh, I didn't even notice this was a week later.
This is a week later. It took a week for him to heal up from this pill.
I know, this doesn't sound like this is much better than normal surgery now, but whatever.
Okay. So it's great to have you back. Maybe it takes a long time to heal. Any of you guys had knee surgery?
Well, we don't even know what was wrong with his knee exactly.
Yeah, we don't know if it was sprained or just...
Ripped in half? I don't know.
Ripped in half! It wasn't ripped in half! It looked fine!
Wouldn't this be really impressive if it was ripped in half?
Yes, okay, I would be impressed if it was ripped in half. But it didn't have any marks on it. We were looking at a totally fine-looking ankle. It didn't have any bruising.
But we don't see Lightning Lad's knee, so maybe Lightning's
knee. He has no knee. Okay, well, in later issues, we'll talk about their medicine.
Their awesome
medicine. Hand
Which
gesture.
Hand gesture? What? Their medicine?
This guy. What happens?
Okay. There's a lot of hand gesturing there that won't make sense to anyone.
Okay, so a week later, Lightning Lad and Sunboy have come back, and Cosmoboy is so happy to have them back. And Sunboy's like, Saturn Girl, Chameleon Boy, Bouncing Boy, it's sure good to see all of you.
But not the rest of you.
Who's this fellow? Yeah, except there are more people. That he did not say their names, like Shrinking Violet, who is like standing back there.
And she is a Shrinking Violet. Maybe he did not see her.
Over. Triplicate Girl is back there.
Looking, the Shrinking Violet looks really sad.
She's super sad.
And cute.
Aww. She kind of reminds me of Anthea from Utena. And she's just the same kind of hair, and she doesn't say anything. Okay, anyways. He's like, who's this guy? And he's like, I'm Matter Eater Lad. I'm being inducted into the Legion today. And so this is the kind of the first time we see Matter Eater Lad. Some other people suggest that in previous issues we saw some dude in the background that could have been Matter Eater Lad, but that was just a dude with black hair. How can you tell? Okay, this guy has kind of like short, black, curly hair, whereas the other Legionnaires kind of have straightish hair. He has like curls. Sunboy kind of has a wavy business going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's pretty adorable.
I just want to say I love Matter Eater Lad.
You do?
His name is amazing! Purely based on his name, he's always been amazing to me.
Aw, I didn't know that.
Also, he's got a fairly cool costume. Plus, in the newest Legions, or the newest one, he was a badass.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Plus, I just think his name is hilarious.
It is.
That's a great name.
Eating.
It's like a sentence. It's like
Matter Eater Lad. Yeah, it's pretty long.
Yeah. I like that. Also, I like his little costume.
Aw. So he's
got, like, racing stripes on
his
shoulders.
Yeah, that does look pretty nice.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, shortly inside the clubhouse, the newest member demonstrates his superpower. He's like, yum, yum, this old rig. He's just, he can eat things, but, he's going to explain the extent. He's, like, eating a ray gun, and Lightning Lad's freaked out.
Yeah, his super shocked face. All these people he knows are aliens, yes. But every time he's like, freaking out.
Superman can blow on things and turn them into ice balls.
He has, like, lasers out of his eyes.
Yes. He knows two people that can shoot lasers out of their goddamn eyes. Chameleon Boy's there! He knows a dude that turns into a ball. Really? This one kind of weirds you out?
Like, oh my god.
This is the least weird.
Yeah.
So, you shoot lightning out of your body. Shut up.
Remember, he's having a rough day. He's really sensitive today.
Okay. Well, they haven't heard about the traitors yet. He hasn't had... Oh, I guess he has a fucked up knee. No, he's having a good day. He came back from his knee business.
I think he's having an upset week.
Okay. Well, whatever. He got goggles that show him pictures of him. So he's like, how is it possible for a human being to eat metal? dot, 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 and live. What's weird about this is that there are actually people that can eat metal.
Yeah.
Like, on our planet.
Well, what's more weird
in reality, not in the comics.
What's more weird is he's a human. Yes. He's not human himself,
yes.
And neither is this guy.
It's like, when they say human in these issues, I think they just mean, like,
people-shaped.
People-shaped, because all of these people, if you haven't noticed, Legionnaires are people-shaped, even though all these people are aliens. Even Chameleon Boy is still person-shaped.
Yeah.
Yes. He is cute. He just has, like, pointy ears and cute head things, and he's orange. So, he says, you see, I come from the planet Bismol. Gradually, well, basically they need a reason for, like, people not to just be like, oh, that's cool, you must be from Bismol, and then not explain it, because that's what would happen in reality. But Garth didn't pay attention in, like
school
interspecies.
Ever.
Yeah. So, basically just makes Garth look dumb. But basically they need a reason to tell us what his powers are. Okay. So, he says, you see, I come from the planet Bismol. Gradually, over a period of eons, microbes made all the food there poisonous. Just as gradually, evolution transformed my race so we could eat anything without being harmed. Wait. Don't you think evolution might be better if it just made you able to eat those, like, microbe things? Like, eat whatever. Even the fucked up food. Isn't fucked up food worse, like, not as bad as having to switch to things that have no vitamins in them? What else?
Okay, technically speaking, he would also be food on his planet.
Ooh.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh. So
shouldn't they have all just
the
become
microbes,
poisonous?
Shouldn't the microbes have affected his little
yes.
body? Maybe he's poisonous too. You can't eat him.
He doesn't say that.
They also eat their own young. He doesn't mention that part about his planet. I don't know.
It would be really easy to murder someone on that planet. You could hide the body. Think about it. You could eat anything.
Oh.
You could hide the body.
Gross.
Sorry.
Why are you thinking about that, Cannibal McGee?
We watch murder shows all day.
Chris and I have a horrible addiction to shows like Forensic Files where they, like, CSI everything, and they're horrible. No human being should watch that much murder.
But now I know how to murder my husband and not get caught. It's very valuable information.
But she totally loves her husband and would never kill him.
Not until I get that life insurance policy.
So, he's like, I know what's on your mind. You're thinking, so he's an unusual freak. Wait, he didn't say that. So, it's like, so what? That doesn't qualify him for Legion membership. He's just making this up in his head. But you're wrong. No matter where or how a foe ever imprisons us, I could always eat through our way to freedom. Unless they encase him in hamburgers.
What? He could eat hamburgers.
I said, I don't get it. Like, I don't know if he says that it made all their food poisonous on their planet.
Yeah, so I can eat a hamburger.
Oh, I guess
he can eat anything.
He just can't eat food from his own planet.
No, he can eat anything. He can eat the food from his own planet, too, right?
Maybe? I thought it was that he could... Okay, I don't know.
I meant it made them so hardcore they could eat anything, even poison.
I and Chris and I both exist in the future where there have been different versions of Matter Eater Lad and what he can and can't eat. There's one version where he has, like, acid-y spit or some shit. And I'm not really sure what he can and can't eat.
I'm going to say everything.
Okay.
He can eat a hamburger and a metal bar.
I think you're right. Okay, so...
So while he's having this weird, like, pre-planned speech to defend his reason for even being
there,
he's showing a little visual of them breaking out of prison.
A thought bubble.
Which is amazing.
I'm going to post it, and then you can see for yourself why it... I like that his other hand is pointing.
That way, you say he's got part of the bar in his mouth, part of this long...
Bar. Right in his mouth.
I'm making a lot of hand gestures that you guys can't see.
Yes.
But you'll know as soon as you see the picture.
Yeah, we're going to show you. We won't even...
What looks odd about this bar in his mouth.
You'll see it immediately.
But also, I want to point out that if they were in a metal cage and Cosmic Boy was there, like in his visual, they could get out anyway.
Shh.
Because Cosmic Boy can bend metal.
Well, what if Cosmic Boy wasn't there? What if it was just Bouncing Boy and anyone else?
Saturn Girl. Melt the wall.
Saturn Girl
could make the guards come and let them out. Come on, give me something else, come on.
Anyways!
Chameleon Boy could turn into a tiny rat and get out of there. Shrinky Patty could shrink through the bars and get out of there.
Chipika Curl.
Hmm.
Oh, snap! Nothing!
She could seduce the guards.
with her many bodies.
That's right.
Is that all girls are to you, Kristen?
That girl! Powers that there's three of her sometimes. So I'm just saying, his extreme defense of, like, I can get us all out of jail. So could almost everyone else there.
What if they were in a dome that had no bars? It was just, like, an enclosed...
He can't get his mouth on it.
Yeah, maybe he can.
No.
It's a curved surface. Okay, there's a lot of problems here. They didn't think this through very well. It's not meant to be thought through. Okay, just go with it. Just go with it.
He also
just
came out with this defense, like, based on nothing. No one said anything to him.
Yeah.
Lightning Lad's next words were going to be like, cool.
Yeah.
But instead, he's like, I'm supposed to be here. I'm awesome. I can help. Before you call me a freak. He's like, I shoot lightning. I shoot lightning. It's all right.
Whatever. Lightning Lad's like, you freak. And some boy's like, you're a freak. And so, after Matter Eater,
that's the extreme combination of all three words of his name.
I can't fucking pronounce this guy's
name. It's
called
Maleeder.
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 That's not yet.
What, I like that.
No, Matter Eater Lad.
Matter Eater Lad is sworn in, and then Kaz is talking to them again. He's saying, the Science Police Commission, pay attention, Science Police Commission, has asked us to guard a shipment of energite, the universe's most valuable mineral. It'll be shipped from Venus in a craft disguised as an old, damaged Sputnik. They want two volunteers. And Lightning Lad's like, me. And Bouncy Boy's like, me too. And then Lightning Lad should have been like, no.
No, not you, Bouncy Boy, you're useless.
No. What are you going to do? You're fat. Okay. Now, this is kind of cool. They go on, like, a little mission. And, they're in, like, a little rocket ship. And this is the next day, and they're like, oh my god, there's like a space creature. This is a really cool looking space creature. It's awesome looking. And it's like, has the little Sputnik thing in its little tentacles. And he's like, oh my god, we gotta do something. And then suddenly the little alien like speeds away, still holding the little like satellite. And they're like, look, the thing's leaving an atomic vapor trail behind it. It's a spaceship disguised cleverly to look like a creature. So the space pirates have, like...
stolen their shit.
Yeah.
They came out in a little ship to guard this...
Yes.
This important mineral that's in the shape of a Sputnik thing. And when they got there, there was some space monster that was actually a space pirate ship already taking the thing.
Yes.
So somehow something beat them to the...
It's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So you should be thinking, what the hell?
Oh my god.
And... Lightning Lad's like, according to our astro calculator, the space pirates are heading out of the galaxy toward Bismol, the planet that Matter Eater Lad came from. Do you think ... And Bouncing Boy's like, I'd hate to tell you what I think. Wait, what? What does he think? He's already thinking it. What? Okay, anyways. Later that day,
thinking something totally weird, not related.
Yeah.
I'd hate to tell you what I think. He's horrible.
Thinking of a sandwich.
No!
I wish we could eat that monster.
No!
And so he's like, later that day, at a meeting of the superhero club, Legionnaires are rebuked by the chief of Science Police Commission. So, this is the first time that we've had people called the Science Police. Before this, they've been called other things, or just been kind of nondescript, but this time they're called Science Police. And the Science Police will be with us for a very long time. And they're a big part of Legion stuff.
They even have a Heroes Click.
Yes, they do. There is a Heroes Click.
Hero
yeah. I think it's Schwan, isn't it? Excuse me, a little redheaded lady?
There's like a generic one, I think.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah. I thought I bought it. It might be carefully placed in my tiny, tiny toy thing with all my tiny Legion.
Another trapped toy that will never escape from its confines. I hate you. So, this Space Police Commission officer is the chief, because his hat says so.
Yeah.
It says SPC Chief. He says, our secret plan was revealed only to you, Legionnaires. He's yelling. It looks like he's screaming at them because it's, like, coming out of a set. And when they indicate that someone is speaking through a device, like a television, they make it all
is it jaggedy bubble?
Yeah. But it also makes it look like he's screaming at them, which he probably is.
He's very upset. These dumb kids made them lose the most valuable material, like, thing in the, universe or something.
And he's like, which means, there's a traitor among you. You must discover his identity and have him arrested. Do this without delay. Why's it gotta be a him? There's a bunch of girls on this team. Whatever, SPC. Whatever, Popo. Space Popo. And, Cosmic Boy is like, no secret microphone is hidden in our clubhouse. If it were, the indicator ray's color would have turned from yellow to red. He's got this, like, device.
It's an anti-spying indicator.
Yes. So he's got this machine, and its only job is to, like, locate listening devices. Just listening devices. Only
very,
audio.
It's a very large machine.
It's very large and very specific. And its giant indicator is a light beam shooting out of it. And if there's anything there, the giant light beam shooting out of it would turn red. So, nothing. It's still yellow. So, I'm not sure. And, Matter Eater Lad's like, Choke, since I'm the newest member and my loyalty hasn't been proven yet, I can't help feeling you veteran legionnaires suspect me. And Cosmic Boy's like, nonsense. Be seated, everyone. I'm going to turn off the lights. It's like, what? So, it's like, what is going on here? So, Cosmic Boy explains. Cosmic Boy speaking. This time... Like they don't know, recognize his voice. Yeah. We know who you are, Kaz. You have the douche voice. You have the douche leader voice. And Kaz's voice speaking. We'll conduct the rest of the meeting in darkness. If a secret lens has somehow been hidden in this room, which enables some distant viewer to read our lips when we discuss the next Legion assignment, this will outwit him. The science police have... It's like, it's just a really interesting panel, because it's like all of them around the table that's very familiar to us. And they're all like in black, in silhouette. And it's just, like, Cosmic Boy's dumb head talking. It's cute. And he looks horrible in silhouette, actually. His chin is too big. It kind of went overboard with it. But it's alright. The science police have assigned us to guard a tiny doomsday bomb, which we are to... You explain this part. I barely understand this
part. Oh, yeah,
you
didn't understand it. Okay, so okay. He says, the science police have assigned us to guard a tiny doomsday bomb, which we are to deliver via an Earth Tube express car to the United Nations weapons arsenal on the other side of the world. Were it delivered by plane, and the plane fell, an entire continent might perish in the explosion. But if the doomsday bomb goes off inside the Earth, only those in the tube car would die. Which, by the way, it sounds bad.
That sucks.
I'll handle this dangerous job, together with Chameleon Boy. So yeah. I like that he volunteered Chameleon Boy.
Cam's like,
so
hey.
Basically what he's saying is they got this little thing, and it's like basically a hella big bomb. And if they take it by plane, and the plane crashes, and it crashes on some continent, they'll hella destroy an entire continent. But if they take it by, basically it's underground train.
By a tunnel?
By a tunnel, indeed.
If
they take it by underground tunnel, yes. Only the people in the little, like, tunnel car will die. Because the explosion going off under the earth means it will not destroy a continent.
Now, I wonder if this is the same tunnel that Supergirl made during her tryout, because she said, specifically, I'm going to build this giant tunnel through the earth, and it'll help you guys transport shit.
Oh.
I hope so, because that would be cool, but I doubt it. So, now, their plan, listen to this plan. Now, Cosmic Boy said specifically, Chameleon Boy is going to do this with me. Now, you might be thinking, why Chameleon Boy?
Why indeed?
And you're going to see why, but it still won't make sense. But it's going
to be
awesome.
It'll be super
awesome. So, next panel, he says, says, presently in Cosmic Boy's home. They're not in the clubhouse. They're in Cosmic Boy's little house.
Wait, this doesn't make sense all of a sudden.
Oh, all of a sudden?
Well, think about it. You know what's going on here.
Yeah.
Who's not in the room? How did they know the plan?
Oh. Oh, my God.
I didn't realize this took place not in at the headquarters, because I obviously can't read the title.
Yeah, maybe he tells them exactly what's going to happen. And then goes back to Cosmic Boy. They go to Cosmic Boy's house for some reason. Okay, we're going to tell you what's weird here later. You'll see. Right now it's confusing. Okay.
It's weird in another way.
But this is already awesome. This panel's awesome. Ignore everything we just said. So at Cosmic Boy's house, which he brought Chameleon Boy over to, he says, we'll pretend to be a honeymoon couple who have won an Earth Tube trip in a contest. The small doomsday bomb... It's a tiny doomsday bomb, is in this pocketbook that you'll carry.
Where do you get a purse?
That's what I was thinking! Use your super disguise power to change into a girl, comma, now!
With two, bold.
With bold, with two exclamation points, he says now. I'll wear glasses and a blonde wig. Okay, follow this. Okay, Cosmic Boy took Chameleon Boy to his house... And he has a purse already, and a bomb inside the purse that he tucked away. And he's like, Chameleon Boy, we're going to be a honeymoon couple. Now you might be thinking, of course, Chameleon Boy for the honeymoon couple because they need a girl to make the disguise believable. They have several girls on their team. Several. Many. Many. I would say many girls. One girl that is three girls. And it's not the ease of disguise thing, because Kaz is just wearing a wig and glasses. Kind of amazing. Okay, so Chameleon Boy doesn't complain about this. He says, okay. He says, a moment later, as Chameleon Boy's amazing transformation is completed, he says, we're going to have to put on a lovey-dovey act to fool everyone. He puts lovey-dovey in quotation marks. This is Cam talking. But don't overdo it, Buster, or pow.
He turns into the most adorable girl that has ever been in a Legion comic.
Like, there should be a comic just about this cute girl, because she is so cute.
She's, like, super crazy cute.
Cam turns into this adorable girl who has the cutest hair. It's blue, and her dress is blue, and he also made a dress for himself.
Yeah, a really nice little dress.
A very nice dress, a very nice white and blue dress.
And a little pearl necklace, a little earring.
Yes, and little gloves that also match the ensemble. And, Kaz is laughing, he's like, I promise, sweetheart, ah, and he's laughing. And all I can think is like, yeah.
Kind of a weird dynamic, Cosmic Boy.
Oh, Kaz.
What were you secretly wanting to happen?
What you planning, buddy? So, I think it's kind of, I think it's really cute because, like, they basically, like, turn Cam into a girl and they don't really mention it, except it's kind of cute. They don't really, like, weird out about it at all. And it's Cosmic Boy's idea, which is the best part to me. They're on this, Earth, trans-Earth tube thing. Inside the Earth, and the announcer is going, we're nearing the Earth's molten center. Swallow your freeze pills, everyone. You must do so to survive the great heat we'll encounter shortly. And Chameleon Boy Girl thing is going, isn't this thrilling, darling? Which is way cuter when you know it's a tiny boy in there. It's adorable.
I like that their technology is like, we'll make this tube that goes through the lava of the center of the Earth. You have to take this weird tiny pill that covers you in ice.
Yes.
You do that to the car somehow? Do that to the vehicle that they're in, not to the individual people? Shh. With the car, Mill? Shh. I'm just saying.
Don't worry about it.
I'm just saying.
There's a lot of weirdness in this issue. As the pills take effect, the passengers frozen solid are whisked through the fiery danger zone. And once past the area of super intense heat, the express cars, they're all, like, frozen. They're all, like, little ball blocks of ice. And once past the area of super intense heat, express cars' passengers thaw rapidly, but when the vehicle reaches its destination, ... And then there's Cam and Kozlik Boy, they're getting off the little tube. And Kozlik has it's really curious, Kozlik has his glasses and his wig in his little hand, and his hair is kind of, like, in a slightly different style than usual. And, Chameleon Boy's still in, like, cute girl mode. He has, like, cute mascara in this, too. That's adorable. Cute earrings, everything. And Chameleon Boy is checking his
purse
and says, the Doomsday Bomb is ... gone. Cosmic Boy's like, change back to your normal form, Chameleon Boy. Our ruse failed.
Okay, so again, doesn't this also not make sense?
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Because everyone was frozen. If you weren't frozen, wouldn't molten lava car kill you?
I don't know.
Explain this to me.
This won't make... Okay, this doesn't make any sense. There's a lot of plot holes here. But the most important thing you have to remember is that Cam was a tiny, cute girl for, like, five panels.
Yeah, it was great.
And it was great. And, I love this issue. It's like Cosmic Boy taking these, like, weird precautions against spying, and it's kind of adorable. Cosmic Boy's next idea. He's like, again, we've goofed on an assignment. I refuse to believe that one of us is a traitor in league with criminals.
Yeah, so they're back in the little meeting hall.
Yes, they're back in the meeting hall. And they're at, like, the meeting table, and there's a bunch of them around. And he's holding this horrible helmet. He's going, perhaps our thoughts are being read by some criminal with powers of telepathy. Therefore, don your mind helmets. And they all put on the little helmets, and
Saturn Girl.
And Saturn Girl says, I can't read your minds anymore with my super thought power. I can only detect ... static.
I think that she looks confused by this, even though Kaz just explained that these helmets were for this purpose.
They all look so dumb with those helmets on.
He's like, yeah, that's the point. The helmet's made of lurium metal. Scrambles my thought waves. Now put on your helmet, Saturn Girl. She, like, didn't put it on. She wasn't listening at all.
Yeah, just like, oh, were you talking? She was standing right by him and looking right at him as he spoke. So, Kaz thinks, okay, this will protect us this time. So he says, now we can discuss our plans, secure in knowledge that while we wear these helmets, our minds can't be read or controlled. He says, our mission involves Meglaro, an evil alien, and this alien looks fucking amazing.
He's also got giant googly eyes.
He is like he's a tiny little man with a giant head, giant cranium part of his head, and giant googly eyes, and he looks horrible, but he also looks amazing.
Hilarious.
He's also inside of a giant ball that looks like a hamster ball. So, it's great.
I think because he has, like, sleepy eyes in only one of the panels.
I thought that was his pissed off face. Like, his...
Oh, is that pissed off?
Yeah.
He just looks sleepy.
Or maybe it is supposed to be his, like, slowly waking up face.
I don't know.
Okay, he's, like, sort of cute, but also sort of horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's the evil alien who exists as a brain in the globe. But he doesn't exist as a brain in the globe.
Yeah, he's like a man. He's just a man with a very large head.
Yeah. What's weird is that we've actually seen brains in globes before. If you go back to that one episode we did about the super pets, which was horrible, there were brains in globes. But this is not actually a brain in a globe. It's just a little dude with a giant brain inside of a globe. So, Cosmic Boy, get your shits together. Bell. Says, he tried to make Earth surrender by willing its buildings to crumble. However, an unexpected effect of the globe's fluid put him in a long sleep, and he was imprisoned. Okay.
That also sounds like it was an interesting story.
Yes!
that was never told.
What is this adventure? So he says, since his invulnerable globe can't be destroyed, and he may awaken at any time and resume his conquest of Earth, our assignment is to pick him up and transport him in a time machine to year... 100 million? 100 million?
Yeah.
Right, okay. AD, when our sun will be dying and its planet's uninhabited. He will be unable to harm anyone then. So this is pretty awesome, actually.
That's awesome, a little bit fucked up and kind of badass.
Yeah, it's kind of, like, amazing that they're going to take this little person in a tiny ball that's such a badass that they're just going to throw him so far into the future that... The fucking sun is going out.
That's cool.
That's amazing. So, are they trying to kill him? Is that count as killing him? I guess
he
not.
He might live out his life.
In a tiny
the sun
ball.
Is dying, but
sad.
Not, like...
That's sad.
Explode. He's trying to destroy all the cities on Earth.
That's sad. He'd be all bored and all by himself.
But he gets to try to destroy all the cities. He would have been alone by himself then, too.
Being all alone at the end of time is super sad to me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sad. You read The Time Machine?
No, I think I watched the movie once. It's sad.
Read the book!
What? Because Reggie liked that book. It's all old.
I know, but I read it.
Aww.
I like time machines.
So, that's really sad. I mean, that's why I'm kind of glad that... I'm assuming eventually Superman will die, because I kind of want him to not be all alone at the end of time.
Well, he doesn't live here.
Yeah. That's so why I'm assuming dead. That he's dead. Like the thing that that, you know, you don't really think about when you're reading these Legion comics is, and that Superboy definitely doesn't think about, is the fact that he's pretty kind of invincible. Superman's pretty invincible, and he doesn't show any signs of aging or dying or anything, so why isn't he in the future with his tiny friends as a giant Superman dude? It's because he's dead, kids. It's because he's dead. He's gonna die somehow. Okay, we just don't know how. Okay, anyways, so this is their mission, to throw this dude at the end of time, which seems really cruel and unusual to me.
But
throw him in the sun or something, guys.
Yeah, I was throwing him in the sun better.
Because then you're just killing him at the end of time for all time? That sounds horrible.
He's not immortal.
No,
the
like he's gonna,
in the globe is not immortal.
He's going to die all bored and alone inside of
he
a little...
He was going to kill everyone anyway and been alone.
He wasn't going to kill anyone. He was just trying to make the Earth surrender. He's just trying to take over the planet. God.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. That's super
God.
You were crumbling cities.
Everyone
who
wants to take over the planet.
That's killing a lot of people.
Whatever.
I think they're
well, those buildings suck.
It's just like he gets solitary confinement for being a giant ass.
Okay, I guess. Is he going to die eventually anyways because he doesn't have any little food? Or?
I don't know. He's living. He's a giant head.
I have a lot of problems with this. Their treatment of this tiny, tiny person.
Reading 5 just had tiny animals in a diamond.
It's horrible, too. So, you might think, okay, they're going to transport this guy. That makes it sound like it's going to be like a Con Air or something. Like, there's going to be like a vehicle that they're driving. But no, they're... No, it's actually...
I didn't even notice that.
But But what they mean by transport is that three of the Legionnaires are physically carrying this ball.
This ball full of a googly-eyed guy.
Like, just carrying him, like, through the gates, which are not futuristic at all.
Right?
Through the prison gates to this thing marked time machine on the side.
I like it, too, because... Okay, so the people in this group carrying this ball, and I guess the ball is heavy because there's three of them.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
It's Lightning Lad, Sunboy, and Brainiac 5.
You know who I would not call to lift shit? Brainiac 5.
You know who I would call?
Superboy?
Or Ultraboy?
Yeah.
Does he have, like, super strength?
I don't know if he has that as a thing.
Does he? I thought
he did. We don't know.
I can never remember.
So far, he just has, like, this vision.
All the eye stuff.
The eye shit.
Yeah.
So.
I just wouldn't call Brainiac 5. I'd call Saturn Girl before I call Brainiac 5.
I'd call Triplicate Girl. There's three of her. It's done. They only need one. Done. She's buff. She probably works out.
Oh.
Punches shit all the time. Yeah. She probably does push-ups.
I just call Cam. He could be an elephant or
something. Yeah, yeah.
Many people other than Brainiac 5.
Yeah, we're just surprised that it's Coral. We love him, but he's... Tiny baby scientist.
He's not known for his buff abilities.
I just like that they're not using a vehicle to transport this ball.
They're just running with this weird ball, this giant-headed man in it. It's like a nightmare.
And so as they're, like, taking it to the time machine, Lightning Lad's like, faster, he's beginning to stir inside the globe. And he's, like, all half-lidded and looks like, I guess that's him waking up. But he just looks pissed off. And then Sunboy says, ow, my ankle. And the guy's like, inside is like, release me, I'm a Glora commander to release me. And Lightning Lad's like, good thing we're wearing our mind helmets, otherwise we'd be helpless to disobey his mental command. And then a flying saucer appears out of nowhere.
We know this because Brainiac 5's like, a saucer craft
diving toward us. Yeah, it's like, a flying saucer appearing out of nowhere. And this guy's like, release! And he's about to like, keep ordering them to... He's still screaming, release me, and then he's like, release! Ah! And he's like, laughing! Maniacally. And the little space saucer is like, and it's melting their helmets.
So he's shooting a ray.
Illegal Z-ray.
So Lightning Lad's like, yeah! Which is a weird thing to yell. He says, our helmets are dissolving!
There's a hyphen in the yeah!
Yeah! that ship's firing an illegal Z-ray at us, the only weapon which has the power to melt our Lurium helmets. So this thing has a really specific, like, laser ray thing on it.
Yes. So someone must have known their plan and all their precautions and brought something specifically for their helmets.
Yeah. I'd have just shot them, personally.
Me too.
That would have been much more effective.
Because they're not resistant to bullets.
To bullets, yeah.
Yeah. So,
also, I have a coloring error on that page. Brainiac 5's not green.
Yeah, another page.
He's man-colored. He's like he's from Earth.
Oh, he won't put on... He's trying to be peoples today. So, Sunboy's like, Magloro's escaping. And indeed, he's being pulled into his little ball is being pulled into the spaceship. And Lightning Lad is all choked up about it because he says choke. And Maglaro is soaring up into the saucer. Only criminals would aid such a creature, probably wanting to join forces with him. Look, they're escaping with him. And Brainiac 5...
Why the choke there?
He's very emotional and he's all...
He's so upset.
He's all choked up.
He's taking a lot of pain medicine for that knee.
Yeah, his emotions are all out of whack. And I've got a coloring area on Coral there.
Oh, you have it there?
Yeah.
He's appropriately green here for you.
Okay. So he said, and Brainiac 5 is like,
after all the precautions we took, there can be only one answer. One of the Legionnaires has betrayed us again.
And he sounds pissed. But you can't tell because it's behind his head.
Yeah, you can see his face.
I assume that back of his head's angry. And Cosmic Boy is like, there's definitely a traitor's informer among us.
Back
at the headquarters, sorry. Back at the headquarters, like, Cosmic Boy's like, boring them to death again. Or the men of that saucer ship wouldn't have known we were going to use Lurium mind helmets and have armed themselves with a Z-ray. And Coral is putting his little face against this thing. It looks kind of like a projector or something. It looks like a camera mixed with a projector. And he's looking through it. And Cosmic Boy is like, have you discovered anything suspicious by examining us with the probe viewer? Brainiac 5? What's the probe viewer? I'm scared. What is the probe viewer? Okay, so we don't know what the probe viewer does. But Coral says that he didn't see anything with the with the probe viewer. He says, no, but I'm sure the guilt detector will tell us who the double-crossing legionnaire is just as soon as I figure out a formula that will work on all our bodies. Because they all have different bodies. He has to figure out, like, a formula that will work on them. That's the nice touch of realism there. I'll give them that.
Amongst the probe viewer and other insanities.
Amongst all the nonsense. So, he's writing on a little piece of paper trying to figure it out. Because he figures stuff out on paper. And
with a pencil with a giant eraser.
Yeah, like, what is that eraser? It's horrible.
It's awesome.
And he's like, let's see. And he's like saying all these like cute fake formula things. It's adorable. Like FW21 over 17W.
Minus 250 rogits for the difference in Earth's gravity.
And Matter Eater Lad's like, psst, Saturn Girl. What if Brainiac 5 has turned renegade like the original Brainiac? And Saturn Girl's like, what an awful thing to say!
And she's like, so shocked.
She's like, so surprised! Like, that's a good point! He keeps mentioning this,
He likes to bring up his evil ancestor.
Yeah, it's awesome. But I think it's cute that Saturn Girl's like, what a bitch! What are you talking about? And, indeed, what are you talking about, Matter Eater Lad? Coral's adorable! And I just like how many times, like, people suspect him. And
I like in this issue, because so far, they haven't really been suspecting each other, really.
Well,
except for in vague, mild passing.
Yeah, Lightning Lad was like, oh, the pirates are going to Bismol.
Oh, well.
Yeah, he doesn't mention that to anyone.
Must be a coincidence.
Yeah. So, Coral's guilt detector looks like a clock, and he's, like, holding it, with a clock attached to, like, a bicycle handle.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
And, the guilt detector reveals the traitor among us is, Matter Eater Lad, and Matter Eater Lad is suddenly biting through some bars that I don't know where they exist.
The cosmic boy's like, gas, Matter Eater Lad is eating those metal bars, blocking the escape corridor. Stop him. Why is there an escape corridor?
What are you talking about, escape corridor? You're in the clubhouse.
For these meetings, most people don't like to go to them. They're boring, and cosmic boy locks them in the room.
That's great. I just like that he throws down gates. He's got, like, a moat that they can't go around either, and, like, lava beasts and shit. Like, you guys have to stay in the meeting the whole time. Okay, so, but whatever these gates are, they don't stop. Matter Eater Lad eats through a lot of bars, specifically bars.
Yeah, specifically they like to use, he can eat other things. He can eat people.
Yes, maybe.
I'm just saying.
That's horrible.
It's awesome. That'd be okay. Awesome.
We're lucky that he didn't eat people, because that would be horrible. And he says, but as a youth with incredible appetite chomps his way to freedom, he's like flying away. He's going, your lying accusation is untrue, but I won't let you get me. Goodbye, Legion. You'll never see me again. And Cosmic Boy is posing dramatically inside the clubhouse and looking like such a doofus. And he says, now we have proof he's guilty. If Matter Eater Lad wasn't the spy, he'd have stayed here and proven his innocence.
I don't think so, buddy. You guys are quick to assume people are guilty in general.
You guys are bags of dick. And then, Lightning, like,
is crying again.
He's like, choke. We're washed up with the Science Police Commission, but good. But good.
I think he's holding his little belt, really.
Yeah.
I don't know why something about it is, like, hilarious when he's standing. He's really worried, but yeah. He's holding his little belt.
It's, like, very, like, awkward, but yeah. Casual. Act casual. So, Quirrell's like, what a rotten break. Just when we were about to handle the most important job of our career for the Science Police Commission, guarding the greatest treasures of the universe, which are being stored on the planet Lumrax for 48 hours... But now the Legion is discredited, the Commission won't touch us with a 10-foot pole. It is Matter Eater Lad's fault. I'm going after that traitor. I'll find him wherever he's hiding and drag him back to face justice. He's pissed.
We're like, what? Because we're like, what?
But he runs for a door that's marked clearly exit, with no bars on it.
Well, he ate all the bars, maybe. Oh, maybe he stopped and ate them all.
Ate every single bar.
Ate them all. He didn't want to leave sharp, stabby bars around for other people to deal with.
And so, Cosmic Boy's like, good hunting, Brainiac 5. He deserves punishment. And Bouncy Boy's like, he joined the Legion just to betray us, the rat. He's pissed.
Yeah, So this was weird.
So you're like,
I'm reading, I'm like, why is Brainiac 5 so pissed
but
off?
But I was like, oh my god, he's gonna fucking track down that dude and it's gonna be awesome and we're gonna see him, like, be a badass.
I didn't think that was gonna happen at all.
Okay, but what, so if you're hoping that you're gonna see Quirrell, like, punch Mattery Lad in the face and, like, just drag him, just handcuff him and drag him back, like, some fucking, what's that movie with, it was the one-armed man.
The Fugitive!
The Fugitive! That's gonna be some Fugitive. I've never seen
that's
it!
That's my favorite movie!
I just know everything that happens in it because it's referenced to everything every year.
You're so 5 years old.
Okay, so,
it doesn't happen.
So none of those things happen. No Fugitive, Tommy Lee Jones, and Harrison Ford, anything. Nothing. Just the next panel, it says, hours later, as Brainiac 5 returns with Matt Reader
last. Like, what? Okay. I was like, he's not gonna find him. It's Brainiac 5. And it's like, oh, he got him.
And Sunboy, like, as soon as, like, Matt Reader steps in the room, Sunboy, like, looks like he's going for his throat. Yes. He's like, so you were caught, you rotten spy. What did I get my hands on you? Brainiac 5 is buff enough to hold him back, apparently. He's like, whoa there, don't harm Matt Reader lad. He wasn't a traitor. In fact, no Legionnaire was. And somebody's like, what? And Brainiac 5 is like, I'll explain, Sunboy. Remember, he loves this. He loves explaining. Remember explaining that your ankle pained you while carrying the Maglaro to the time globe? That wasn't a time globe, it was like a time door.
Yeah, I mean, they just said time machine was going to take him.
Yeah.
And you didn't even see the time machine.
You
so
saw
it,
like,
what it was.
Like a weird door that was marked time machine.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, yeah, it's weird. It's like, really, they parked it outside the jail, and the jail's back here, and they're just walking him that distance.
Man, I can't believe they didn't make it to that distance right there.
Why'd you stuff him in?
Just shove him in there really quick.
Jeez. Oh, oh. He's, like, literally, like, 2 feet away from the door to the time machine.
I did not notice that was the time machine. I just thought it was, like, side of a building.
So,
wow, they're bad at their job.
They're really bad. So, okay, remember when we were carrying the dude in the ball and your ankle hurt? And that was a clue which started me on the trail of the real culprit. So he's
I also want to point out here, Brainiac 5 is about to explain what's going on.
Yeah.
Why is Sunboy so confused? He can see this here.
See what? Oh, yes!
He was really trying to kill Matt Reader Lad here a second ago.
Okay, well, we'll explain a second why this is weird. Okay, okay, okay. Okay, when I returned to the clubhouse after the incident, I examined everyone through the probe viewer. Here's a magnified film of what I saw when I aimed it at your ankle where the curative capsule had been inserted. Oh, so this probe viewer is like an X-ray?
Yeah, I guess it's an X-ray. With an awesome name. Probe viewer.
So he says, see inside the capsule is a tiny man operating a... So there's an X-ray of Sunboy's ankle, and then you see, like, it's so big! It's like, okay, picture your ankle. Now, picture something the size of a chapstick.
Like, just in your ankle.
In your ankle.
Now put a tiny man in
there. Now put a tiny man inside the chapstick. That's the size that we're working at with here. Now, Sunboy got out of surgery. Okay, he's gonna say, okay, there's a tiny man inside this tiny capsule in your ankle, obviously placed within Sunboy's injured ankle by Dr. Landro's fourth dimensional forces. So basically, when he got that operation, that doctor's an evil bitch and put a tiny man inside his ankle. But if I got a surgery for my ankle, I'd probably look at my ankle. I'm just me. Well, I wouldn't just put on my boots, because even if you're going to put on your boot, there's a giant chapstick hanging out of your ankle.
Maybe it's, like, in the bone. We don't know where exactly.
That is fucked up! That doesn't make any sense!
Fourth-dimensional capsule here, right?
It would be jabbing out of your foot, so you wouldn't be able to fit your foot in your shoe.
I think it's in the bone.
I think that would hurt a lot more than... than, oh, my ankle kind of hurts when I'm carrying this giant ball. I think you'd be screaming immediately. Shit's crazy. Okay, but anyway...
I don't think you understand future medicine, okay?
I don't. So
this little man has a little, like, radio listening device. No. So he's been listening to all this.
Does he have a sandwich in there? This is like a week's worth of shit going on.
How are they going to get the little man out is what I want to know.
I don't know! Is it suicide? How's he going to... There's been a little man taking dumps in his ankle. That's like the most horrible thing to me. Every time I think about someone trapped in a place, I'm like, someone's gonna be like taking a dump there.
He has nothing to eat, no water. This is the future. Probably, you know, he has many
like
tiny
a space diaper,
to help.
Like that astronaut.
No,
this is horrible. No. I wouldn't want that ankle anymore. It's been a tiny person living in your ankle. That's not healthy or clean.
He's in a capsule. He's inside the capsule.
Oh, whatever, Miss Clean Freak. If there was a tiny man living in your ankle, you wouldn't want your ankle anymore.
Maybe that's
right?
True.
Right? Yeah. That's what I thought.
I'd have to examine this tiny capsule first.
That must be horrible. How does he breathe? And oh, it must be so awful inside. There must smell bad.
Don't question their science.
Oh, this is the worst thing. And so he's like, so Lightning Lad's like,
why didn't, what I want to know is, why did it have to be a tiny man and not just a radio device?
Right, that's a really good point.
They just wanted to put a tiny man in.
Yeah, why is there a tiny man in there?
Oh my God.
What the hell? Oh, okay, it gets better, it gets better. So, Lightning Lad is like, I get it. Yeah, because after Brainiac 5 just explained everything to you.
I get it now, that doesn't been explained word for word.
But then he's like, Dr. Landro works for the gang of interplanetary crooks. Okay, you don't know that. They could have held a gun to this doctor's head. You don't know that. He says, when we were hurt in that spaceship accident and let him operate on us, it gave him an opportunity to plant the tiny spy in his radio apparatus inside Sunboy's body. And Sunboy's like, he placed a real curative capsule in my knee and put the fake one containing the spine in Sunboy's ankle. That's why I was cured, but Sunboy still suffers some pain. So, did Sunboy not get cured?
I guess not. He's been walking around on a messed up ankle with a tiny man.
I guess because they can fly, maybe he didn't notice it until he had to weirdly carry that thing on the ground for no reason. I don't know. Anyways, and is this a green head in your little thing? No. Shouldn't this be,
is that Lightning Lad?
It says Lightning Lad, but he's saying correct to himself. Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
yes,
Lightning
yes,
Lad's
yes,
been talking, and then
there's, correct,
I think that's
himself.
Supposed to be Coral there. But I don't know.
Oh, yeah, because he says, by my evil ancestors.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, so this is definitely supposed to be Coral in this.
This is, like, double culling of error
yes.
in your version and mine.
Ooh. And so Brainiac 5's like, correct, and as to now, how? As to how the spy became so tiny, my guess is that he was a normal-sized man until Dr. Landro's gang reduced him together with a huge capsule and radio to miniature size using one of the shrinking rays invented by my evil ancestor. One, guard that ray. Like, find it and don't let people
use
rent
it. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. What are you doing letting people use that thing?
Brainiac ran around the world leaving shrinking rays everywhere.
But what if that guy was a tiny man to begin with?
Well, I just like the logic here, because so one of the things about the shrinking ray stuff is they don't really have a coherent way to make them.
Oh, yes! Yes!
So somebody agreed to this!
Yes.
And they're like, yes, shrink me down and I will live in his ankle forevermore.
Yes. He's gonna live. How is he gonna live in that ankle? He doesn't have anything but a radio and a...
Maybe he's got a small black belt on. Maybe it is full of amazing things.
Maybe full of a bed and food and comic books and, like, toys and a bathroom and a kitchen and, like, a TV. This is some fucked up shit. So, Concept Boy looks really surprised, and he's like, now I see, hidden inside Sunboy's ankle, the tiny spy monitor. Yes! 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 That's what we're saying, yes!
They have to repeat it again in case we don't understand.
And then, again, Coral's like, exactly! You've got it! And then I bet somebody else would be like, but I'm confused.
Somebody else would be like, now I understand.
And so, Matter Eater Lad's like, so that's why you scribbled a certain message on the paper. Now, remember when he was making writing down a formula? Coral wasn't actually writing a formula with rogue knots and stuff.
He was speaking nonsense and writing down a secret message.
The secret message said, pretend to escape, in quoting marks, when I accuse you, you'll learn why later. And his friendship's interesting.
So I'm assuming from this that somehow only Matter Eater Lab was supposed to have seen this.
Yeah, that must be it.
Because Sunboy was actually super pissed and thought Matter Eater Lab was a bad guy. And everybody else seems vaguely confused.
Yeah, yeah.
But everyone is standing around the table when he writes that note.
Yeah.
Like, everyone.
Everyone. Mm-hmm. I guess nobody's paying attention. Yeah. Maybe he kind of, like, elbowed Matter Eater Lad and was
maybe
like,
the rest of them can't, maybe the rest of them can't read.
Yeah. he probably wrote it in Bismolian.
That is English. I'm reading it right now. English.
Shh.
A giant-ended mechanical pencil.
Aww. I like his mechanical pencil. So
he said he's using his guilt detector, which was fake.
Yes.
So like it's like which we all know was phony.
Yes.
Pro viewer real. Guilt detector false.
Oh, heaven forbid there actually be a guilt detector. Are you shitting me?
Which is crazy. What are you talking about?
They have helmets that block out telepathy. Telepathy itself is crazy.
It looks like a Roman like helmet.
Oh my god.
That's great.
Okay, so he wanted this. They tricked the spy that was listening in. He's like, after that, I pretended to lose my temper and spoke angrily of the Legion losing out on guarding a fabulous treasure on the planet Umrax, a treasure which never existed. It was merely bait to lure the gang to Umrax. And he's like giggling about it. It's cute. He's like so happy that his tiny plan worked. He says, now I'll turn on the space monitor and you'll see how they swallowed the bait. And on the space monitor is that dude in a little ball sitting there, like, looking sad. And Superboy is there, and he's, like, got these chains that are not futuristic in any way, shape, or form. And he is, like, tying up these bad guys in this chain.
And one of them's the Doctor.
One of them's the Doctor. And Lightning Lad's like, Superboy, tying up Dr. Landro and some space pirates. Together, the villains are unconscious. Chuckle. They don't look unconscious. They look like they're screaming.
Yeah, they do. Like, they're screaming. They're snoring.
He's like, I get it. You summoned Superboy to fly to our era through the time barrier and help out. Yes, that's why Superboy's there. Oh, Lightning Lad. You're the fastest.
He used it out so easily.
He says, haha, only we Legionnaires know that the planet Umrax contains a gaseous atmosphere that renders anyone who lands on that world unconscious. We discovered this recently. Superboy, of course, is invulnerable to everything except kryptonite.
Bah. He's so amused.
Yeah, he's. There's a whole panel of his just, like, laughing face. It's gross. And, Rayek 5's, like, pointing at the screen. He's like, look, Meglaro accompanied the crooks to Umrax, and Superboy's now flying him into the time barrier to abandon him in the far, far distant future as we planned originally. Later he'll come back and turn the unconscious criminals over to the law.
I like that he even uses the word abandon him in the far, far future. He's a bad guy, it's alright.
Yeah. I guess I'd want him. I just want him dead. Is that?
That's weirder.
I don't know. I think like throwing him into the future. Watch the sun die.
The sun takes a long time to die.
It's boring. He sucks.
Whatever. He's a bad guy. He's slow, boring, solitary confinement. That's what he gets for being a bad guy.
That's horrible. So
if he makes a happy little peaceful life there.
Some boy puts his little hand on his face and he's like, imagine that! I've been carrying a miniature-sized spy around in my heel, unknowingly. Gosh, it makes me feel like a Trojan horse. You're going back to the hospital right now for some fourth-dimensional surgery, says Cosmic Boy. He's like, that's right. Oh, that's kind of cute. The Cosmic Boy, like, later becomes more of the, like, mother hen of the group, and already it appears.
Fix your little ankle.
So... a doctor that isn't evil is like, now I'll substitute a real curative capsule for this spy capsule. So he wasn't... His ankle is totally fucked. Like, forever, for a week. Like, a couple weeks. And, Cosmic Boy's like, give me the original capsule, please. I want to meet this tiny spy in person. Well, he's not really tiny, but... soon as Cosmic Boy signs an experimental enlarging... Okay, listen to this. Experimental enlarging ray on the capsule that, so that it is restored to its normal size. He says there's only enough charge in this his, like, enlarging ray for it to, like, work once. Okay. Okay. That's crazy. One, I'm upset this guy is wearing, like, tiny underwear.
That's not what I'm upset about.
Yeah.
They could use this one-time use enlarging ray.
On, what is shrunken and kept in?
A bottle?
I don't know. Have you heard about a bottle?
Bottle city, maybe?
City full of, like, Superman-like people that could be useful. But they're gonna use it on this criminal. Which could probably kill this guy, actually. So maybe it's better that they use it on the criminal.
I guess.
Might kill him.
I guess.
Make him go splat, or get so big that he explodes. That'd be horrible.
I don't think they were concerned
like,
about that.
Like, spy guts everywhere.
No.
Horrible. And, this guy's like, you're under arrest for espionage. Brainiac 5 outwitted you neatly, says this cop, this random cop. He's a big Brainiac 5 fan, this cop. And Then later at the Legion's Clubhouse.
And this is the best panel in the whole entire thing.
This is Comic Boy's like, we're all proud of you, Brainiac 5. And then Brainiac 5 is thinking, like, okay, Comic Boy is like little word bubble, super tiny.
He's and, super smiling, and everyone's standing around. Yes. They're also super smiling.
Then half of the rest of the panel is like taken up by what Brainiac 5 is saying. Can you read that?
He's thinking. He's like, it's ironic that I, the great, 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 by the way, too many greats,
yeah,
grandson of the first Brainiac, solved a crime in which my ancestor's diabolical shrinking ray was used by villains of this time era. What? A, we're aware, Brainiac 5. Oh my god, we're aware. We know. We understand. Your name is the same name as his. We're never in any confusion about the relationship.
Why is he so bad at the greats? Like, this is literally a different number of greats than earlier in the same issue.
There's three greats earlier, there's four greats this time.
I think both are Ron, isn't it? Like, great,
it's two,
great?
It's
supposed
two.
To be two.
Yeah.
Both are Ron!
But, so he's got the most blank, unhappy, unenthusiastic face.
Everyone else.
Everyone else is, like, cheering and congratulating what an awesome job he did, and all he's doing is thinking, like, it's ironic that my ancestor's evil ray was the cause of this, yet I have foiled it.
Yes.
It's like, dude, you have issues.
And then that's the end. That yeah. panel. That panel of him going, how ironic. And everyone else is like super thrilled that he solved
yeah.
this amazing mystery.
They're smiling so much. And he's not at all.
Okay, now there are some problems with the story. Obviously, the one that Kristen pointed out was the thing where the thing with Chameleon Boy doesn't really make sense because
okay, so
a lot of the plan...
There's a little man living in Sun Boy's ankle.
Sun Boy.
They go to Cosmic Boy's... Just Cosmic Boy and Chameleon Boy go to Cosmic Boy's house to hash out the finer details of this, you turn into a lady, I'll put this blonde wing on.
You don't see anyone else.
Sun Boy is not in the room where his leg yeah. is not sticking yeah. in the window.
That would be great.
if they'd
done one of those flashback panels, and then you could see, like, Sun Boy's ankle just, like, dangling in
he
the...
He was like, I was sunbathing outside yeah. the window that day, and his leg really up against it.
Oh my god. I wish that had happened.
Even if the bad guy, you know, had overheard this plan somehow, like,
yeah.
so Cosmic Boy, you know, but it's like he didn't, it's weird, it's like he didn't overhear it, and if somehow he did overhear it, he didn't see them, how did he know which ones were them?
Yeah.
And also, when they're in this train that is going, this tube train thing,
yes.
that's going through lava, everybody has to take this pill to freeze themselves. Freeze, you're frozen, or you'll die.
Yeah.
The heat in the car will kill you if you're
yes.
not frozen, yet someone robs them while they are frozen. Which would mean whoever robbed them wasn't frozen.
Yes.
They would be dead.
Yes. Now, I don't know how they could have... Like, how did they get it out of the purse that, like...
Was frozen.
Chameleon Boy was holding...
It's like...
In little, her little crook of her
yeah,
arm.
Yeah, crook of arm, like, frozen. You see Chameleon Boy block of ice girl. Little purse is frozen in there.
Yeah, I don't know. Those crooks are good.
They're super good.
They're super amazing crooks. So, we don't know how that worked.
Yeah.
But apparently they were in league with this giant brain. Like, there's a lot of unanswered questions. Like, how do they know this brain guy? Are they afraid? Are they afraid of this brain guy?
Are they friends with him? This says maybe they want to work with him, so...
Yeah, the brain guy is terrifying. He can kill you and
yeah.
he's dangerous. He's not
going to
split you any money with you. Yeah.
yeah.
He's not going to be thankful that you got him out of there. He's a bitch.
Maybe he's really nice to other criminals.
Maybe. So, but that issue was awesome, because there's lots of Brainiac 5, and lots of Cam, and lots of different, there's like five different adventures in the same issue.
Yeah.
And, of course, my favorite being a tiny girl Chameleon Boy.
Yeah.
That's the cutest girl in the universe. God, she's so cute! How did he turn into, like, the cutest girl in the world?
He was like, I'm gonna be a girl, but I'm gonna be cuter than Saturn Girl and cuter than Triplicate Girl.
Indeed, he is definitely cuter than the other girls on the team. Damn. Ah, sweet. Well done, Chameleon Boy. So, that's it. Giving
that's it.
Announcements? Anything?
No.
Legion of Three Worlds is coming out later this month.
Oh.
Yeah.
Comic-Con's later this month.
Yeah, we are going to San Diego Comic-Con. Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't score a table because, well, we're not going to talk about that ordeal. Because
she'll just weep.
I'll just get suicidal.
But we'll be there.
But we'll be there.
I'll be shopping, and she'll be going to panels.
And I'll be shopping as well.
No, only I shop.
Only you shop.
And you go to panels.
Yeah.
And so we still
we don't right. even look each other in the eye when we go to the convention.
No. I'm pretending I don't know her.
So, what else?
Rebels came out.
Totally awesome.
Yeah.
I was sad about certain things, but also excited by certain things.
It was a nice vague review there, buddy.
Yeah, I do the best vague reviews. But you should be reading Rebels, of course. So I think we'll be making an appearance on Major Spoilers at some point.
Major Spoilers?
Yeah, because they want us to come back and talk about... Talk about Legion of Three Worlds, probably. I'm assuming. Or maybe they just want to hang out with us.
Did you tell me this? And I forgot.
Yes.
Oh, I don't listen. I'm sorry.
You're looking at me with a blank stare.
Like, what are you talking about?
So, let me actually check and see what the next issue is really quick.
Which? Legion of Three Worlds?
No, of this. The
podcast. The next one we're going to review.
Podcast that we're doing right now, Kristen.
We're doing a podcast?
She has no idea. Oh
my god, I hope it's What's Next in the Archive. Like, with all my heart and soul, I hope it's What's Next in the Archive.
Is Supergirl in it?
No.
I don't think
Boo.
So. Sorry. Sorry. But I think it's gonna be awesome.
Not as awesome as this face.
Oh, that is an awesome face. Oof, that is amazing. Oh, I think I know what this is.
Oh, shit! I want this one.
Oh, no! Okay.
It's not next, though.
Okay, it's not next, but it's, the next one will probably be hilarious, Don't worry. I'll just highlight something for you, and then you're gonna look at that. But then, the one after that is the one that you're looking at.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so... Don't worry, the next one will be awesome, and the next one after that will be super amazing!
Yeah.
So, you're not going to want to miss either of those. You don't want to miss this. This is awesome. This shit's amazing.
Our awesome rambling.
Awesome rambling. So, I don't know. Were there questions or something we're supposed to answer? I don't know.
Questions?
I think that's everything.
Who gave us... Who posted, like, an amazing picture of Superman to us? And, like...
Oh, I think that was Kate.
Somebody awesome posted a picture of Superman in our... in the blog, and it's like the funniest picture of Superman. It's like just a little
Kate Madeline left us a comment that said, "Oh man, Clark is the king of retards," and she linked to this amazing picture.
It's like the best. It's like my favorite picture. It's like him in an awesome like
king hat.
It's amazing. He looks amazing.
Giant S. You need to go look in the comments. We secured superfuturefriends.com, and I'm in the progress of making a logo so that we can maybe make shirts.
Oh, we're making shirts? You have all these ambitious plans.
Because I want to wear them.
Oh, is that what you're saying?
Then we can wear them while we record something that's audio.
That's a great idea.
We could just say that we made them and then you guys wouldn't know.
We've already made them. We're wearing them right now.
So, yeah. So, if you want to go to superfuturefriends.com now, it takes you to the blog, but it's like less typing on your part. You don't have to type the word blogspot anymore.
Which is difficult.
And maybe eventually it will be more of a website-y website if I get off my ass and feel like making it that way. But
I will not help.
But right now there's no real purpose.
No, I guess. You just want to type in a different address.
Yes, but superfuturefriends.com will take you to our show. And you can leave comments for us there on each episode. Whatever episode you are listening to. And if you want to email us, you can email us at superfuturefriends@gmail.com still. And I think that you can also send us iTunes reviews. That would be great.
Yes, and again, thanks for all the comments and emails. We always get awesome.
Yes.
Super nice, like long-ass, super nice emails.
People
we're always
so
like
nice.
Reading them at work and crying.
Yes.
Maybe not crying, but being very happy.
Yeah.
And we also get cute comments on the blog all the time. So awesome. Thanks, guys.
We might be also guesting on another podcast called Two True Freaks. I'll tell you about it if and when it happens.
Yeah,
finally.
I think it's after Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Comic-Con's like a vacation, and I don't care about anything else until I come back from a vacation.
It's true. Okay, well, that's it for this issue. We'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.